Well, good morning, everybody. Glad to have you guys here with us today. What an absolutely beautiful day, right? God is good. He's worthy of all of our praises. That's why we're here, hopefully, right? No other reason whatsoever. He's good. He's worthy. He's got a plan for your life and for my life. I just want to know it. You know what I mean? I know some of it. I just want to know more, and I want to know more of him, and I know you guys do too. So let's praise his holy name. We're going to study his word together today, and he's going to be present in this place to touch and heal and bring peace to our hearts, and he's the reason, man. He's the reason. He's so good. I love it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy towards us, Father, the unbelievable love, Lord, that you poured out for us by sending your son Jesus Christ to die on a cross in our place, Father, so that all who would believe in him and call upon his name would have everlasting life. We're so grateful for that and for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. And we know that we have a place in heaven, Father, prepared for us by our Lord Jesus. And we long to see his face, Father. But while we're here on this planet, we pray, Lord God, that you would help us to glorify you in our bodies and all that we do and say and the decisions that we make, Father, and in every aspect of our lives, we would be seeking to glorify you, Lord, and we pray that you would help us to love everyone around us, Father. There's so many people who are angry or confused or whatever the case may be, Father, lost, Lord, and they need to see truth. They need to see light. They need to see love, and they need hope, Father, and we know that we have that through Jesus, and we pray that you would give us the life that would be a light, Lord, that would shine in these dark places, and that's what we would be about. That's what would define us, Lord, is that we're people of the cross, Lord, followers of Jesus Christ, and that would be what would define us, and there would be no one standing in our way, Father, that would be safe from the love that we would show to them, Lord, and the friendship that we would offer to them and the help that we would seek to give them. We ask, Lord God, that you would make us exactly who you want us to be and who you need us to be in the days that we live in. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand together.
You are the God. darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Amazing grace, this is amazing grace. This is amazing grace. I sing for all that you've done for me.
All history shall bow before your throne. Time and space unbend. Oh,
May be seated. We'll have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful day and this beautiful opportunity to worship you, to come just as we are, Lord, knowing that you accept us all as one in the name of Jesus Christ. Here we sit, brothers and sisters in that faith, Lord, and we ask that you would speak to our hearts. This morning, we pray that your Holy Spirit would be present in this place to touch each person, to heal each heart, Father, and to give each one their daily bread, Father, directly from you, Father, from your hand to their mouths, Lord, as we study your word together. Give them what no man on earth could give them, Father, and that is the divine inspiration of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Speak into their lives, Father. Show them what they must do, what they mustn't do, Father, where they should go, how they should live their lives, and how they should make every decision that they make, Father. Be with them in the most personal way possible, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment, His life was the cost. We stood neath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more.
Stand for one more together.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. You may be seated.